Yeah, it was last New Year's. We drove down in like a 89 Chevy Suburban, the one of those big vans, and drove down there no problem. On the way back, we forgot to check all the fluids, and we were in South Carolina. We started losing third gear, so we lost third gear, then we lost second gear on the thruway, and we pulled over. We got stranded in the city with only first gear, and then we found out that this transmission shop was like 15 miles up the road, so we had to get back on the thruway driving down the shoulder at 15 miles an hour. And then we finally lost first gear as we pulled in this parking lot, and we stayed there overnight. We had no way of getting home. We couldn't get to an airport. It was 60 miles away, so I decided to rent a car, and it was a truck. It wasn't supposed to leave Georgia, South Carolina, or North Carolina. I drove it all the way back home to Buffalo, and then I had to have it back there within 3 days. So we rented a dolly. I put it on the back of my Trailblazer, which is way smaller than that huge Chevy. Towed it down there, no problem. I could do 90 miles an hour all the way down there with that in the back. We get down there to pick up the van to bring that thing back. We forgot the keys. So everything's closed. It was I think it was late on a Saturday. So in order to get the van onto the dolly, we had to take the drive shaft off. And we thought we'd be able to push it up on a dolly. Nah, that wasn't happening. The van weighed about 4 tons. So we go to the auto parts store. We get one of those come-alongs, those ratchets. You can, it's like two hooks on each side, and you just crank it.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't strong enough. So what we had to do is, my buddy would rock the van, and we'd see, like, we'd get it up like a couple inches on the trailer. I'd hit the brake, and then he'd take up the slack with that. It took us 4 hours to get it on the dolly. Get it on the dolly. We start driving. We have trouble driving because it's so tall and so heavy. If you go over like 60 miles an hour, the trailer just goes crazy. So we get to Charlotte. We take a break. Go to a couple bars. We leave. We decide to leave. We make a wrong turn on a dead end street. So if I don't know if you've ever driven with a dolly on the back of your car, you can't back up with one. So we just forced it. The dolly was this way, and my truck was going this way. It wouldn't go any further. And so we're dragging the van down the street. Pull over on a curb, leave it there for the night because we're both a little tipsy. And we thought we were on a dead street, like no cars. It was a main street. And we wake up in the morning. There's church going on. And we're like, oh, my God. And we can't get the van off the dolly. Call a tow truck. We have to have the tow truck take the van off, straighten our trailer out, and get us a brand new tire for the trailer because we put a hole in the tire. The tow truck puts the van back on the thing, start driving. I was driving, we were in Virginia, and you know, I pull over. I was driving for like 4 hours, and I switch. My buddy gets in. He's on the cell phone with his girlfriend. We're driving on the thruway. We're coming down this hill. We're doing about 60, and he's like, hold on, to his girlfriend, puts the phone down. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, the trailer's going nuts. The brand new tire we had, it blew on us. So the trailer kicked out next to us on the thruway doing 60 miles an hour, two-lane highway, and I don't know how my buddy did it, but he managed to control it so we didn't hit the guardrails. So we stop. We slide about maybe at least 40 yards. So we're sideways in the street blocking both lanes. I look over, there's a semi coming down the hill at us. So I'm like, dude, punch. I'm like, go, 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 go. So we go, and we turn the wrong way. So we're facing traffic. Well, the semi came. He swerved. He hit the back of the van, and the van spun around, bounced off the guardrail. It shattered all the windows. It bent the frame. We're facing the wrong way in traffic. Cops come. And my buddy had no license, so I took the fall for it. And I got a ticket for reckless driving for the tire blowing out. Mm. And the van was totaled. That was the worst trip ever. That was the worst. And yeah. The ticket was $150.
Right, insult to injury, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what happened when you finally got the van back to the rental place?
The truck.
Oh, the truck, right.
The truck, it was fine. I just washed it because it was just filthy. They didn't say anything. I put so many miles on it. We had no choice, though. That was our only option. On that trip, I expected to spend maybe $300-$400. I probably blew through about $1,200 in gas, tickets, and it was just nuts. I'll never tow a car again. Never. My name's Eric Dunford, and I think we're still in Denver. Or Colorado, sorry.